This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor Cassie McDuff, and we review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start in San Bernardino. Been a long time since I've heard about possible plans to redevelop the downtown San Bernardino Mall, known as the Carousel Mall. But city leaders are hoping to replace it with shops and restaurants and offices and housing.
Well, they've had an agreement with the developer, the Franson Company, for a couple of years now. But the mall officially closed this week. The signs went up. It's off limits, no trespassing. All of the remaining shops, there were just a few, have been closed. You know, the mall has been on the way downhill for many years. All of the anchors closed one by one, starting with the Harris's department store flagship, then Montgomery Ward, then JCPenney. And the city was kind of in a bind because this was a redevelopment project when it opened in 1972. It covers 43 acres downtown prime land. But really, enclosed malls like that are going out of fashion, and a lot of them are closing. In fact, they're predicting that 25% of U.S. malls are going to close over the next 5 years. So city leaders are hoping that finally this new developer is going to be able to revitalize that area. They're going to start with the long-awaited restaurants in front of the Regal Cinema. That's the movie house downtown.
Now, are they going to, you say the restaurants in front of the Regal Cinema, are they going to leave the existing structure and build new structures or tear down the old mall and build new structures or what? How are they going to do this?
Well, actually, this is across the street. The movie house is across the street from the mall. Mm-hmm. They've had a couple of open pads there, which were intended for restaurants when they built the movie house, but they simply couldn't find any restaurateurs. Well, with this new developer, they believe they're going to be able to secure those restaurants that will serve not just people attending the theater, including the California Theater next door, but also the many, many government offices downtown. Mm-hmm. Those folks have had to go down to Hospitality Lane to find a place to eat.
Mm. So what's going to happen to the existing mall structure itself?
Well, it sounds like it's going to be coming down, although there's always been a promise to save the historic Harris building, which is really quite lovely. Mm-hmm. But the mall, the big box, will probably be coming down, and eventually they're planning to put kind of mixed use. There'll be some residential as well as some offices and retail shops.
And they're doing this sort of, they're starting with the restaurants so that they can finance it incrementally. The restaurants are supposed to help pay for the rest of it.
Right, that's the expectation.
Okay. Next, we'll stay in San Bernardino County. Supervisors declined to ban raves at what is now called the Glen Helen Amphitheater, the outdoor amphitheater up in DeVore.
Right. The San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors appointed a task force to study how to make these raves safer. There have been complaints for years about the noise, of course, late at night, traffic.
And it frequently seems that there is some sort of police activity or incident at these raves half the time, too.
Yeah, arrests are not at all uncommon. However, the most serious problem is people have actually died at raves, not just in San Bernardino County, but in Los Angeles County and other areas. So this task force presented 38 recommendations, mostly based on the safety concerns. They've recommended better traffic management, using automated ID systems at the entrances, not allowing any alcohol in the parking lots, and setting a minimum age of 18. However, the board did not agree to one thing the residents in that area wanted, which is to set an 11 p.m. curfew to stop all of the music at 11 p.m. The board stuck with a 2 a.m. closing time for a maximum of 4 raves per year. And raves, by the way, are electronic dance music concerts. Sometimes there are multiple day festivals. In fact, there's one coming up next month, September 15th through the 17th. And the board wanted to retain at least a majority of the board, 4 out of the 5 supervisors, wanted to allow the concerts to go on so that they can attract those big crowds, which obviously bring a lot of economic activity to the area.
So is this the last we're going to hear about this, or are you suppose the residents and the people who are opposed to raves are going to keep at this?
Well, certainly the board heard from residents at their meeting on Tuesday, and people are still very concerned about the traffic. So we'll see if some of the safety recommendations result in improvements.
Okay. And finally, Assembly Republican leader Chad Mays, who's a local assemblyman. He's from Yucca Valley, and he's been embattled ever since the cap and trade vote that the legislature took and passed last month. And now, as of yesterday, we have news about this.
Well, although Mays survived a vote to retain his leadership seat earlier in the week, on Thursday morning, the Los Angeles Times reported that he has agreed to step down voluntarily. There was another vote scheduled on whether he would be retained as leader for next week, and I think he just saw the writing on the wall. You know, this is a very partisan time. Republicans don't have a lot of clout in the legislature because it is a Democratic supermajority. And so Republicans were very unhappy with Mays for voting with the Democrats on that cap and trade to extend the cap and trade program because they believe it's going to result in higher gasoline prices for the people of California. Mays said he is a conservative. He believes in conservative principles. But Republicans are just so far outnumbered that they have no choice, in Mays' opinion, to cooperate and work with Democrats. Just opposing them hasn't gotten the party anywhere, in his opinion. So he had a big mutiny on his hands, and I think he just decided that the time had come for him to relinquish his leadership post.
How do you think this is going to affect his reelection if he runs? And there has been talk about him running for higher office sometime.
Well, Mays is just in his second term in the assembly, so he has certainly another 8 or 10 years to go if he wanted to remain in the assembly. The question is, just how far is the party going to take their retaliation against him for voting with the Democrats? You know, they could put up a Republican challenger against him in the primary next year. So we'll see just how far this partisanship goes.
Okay, so we find out that Assemblyman Mays is going to step down as the Republican leader. Who's going to replace him?
Well, it's an assemblyman named Brian Dahl from Northern California near Susanville. However, it's interesting that Melissa Melendez, an assemblywoman from Lake Elsinore, her name had been put forward to possibly succeed him. She had stepped down from her role as assistant to Mays in the leadership hierarchy after his vote. She really objected to that vote, and her name had been put forward as somebody who might succeed him, but it's not going to be her, at least according to the LA Times story.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.